Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let's talk about something nice, okay? Just ring me up and talk about something. I don't know. Sing me a song. Tell me a joke. Tell me about a nice story. Tell me about something nice that happened. You know what I mean? And also, by the way, can I say hello to Maria Dolan? I believe she listens to the show all the time. Your lovely daughter, Michelle, told me to say hello to you. Oh, I had a conversation with her today. She said, you're a fan of the show. Maria Dolan, hope you're listening. Deirdre.
Ah, hello, Niall. How are you?
How's things?
I'm not too bad. I got the COVID.
You got the COVID, but you're grand.
But I'm grand. I just didn't feel that well, and I just got round the GP, and he said, I'm going to send you for a test. So then I was positive, you know.
Yeah.
I just had an all chest infection and that.
Right, okay. And how are you feeling now? You're a bit better now?
I'm a lot better. I'm still very tired, like, you know.
Yeah,
I'm,
of course, yeah. Well, it does. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a virus will knock the shite out of you. It really does.
They were ringing me every second day, making sure I was isolating and all that. You know, they were ringing me and that. Yeah.
And did they ask you for a list of your close contacts?
Oh, they did. I had to give a list. I had to, yeah. Oh, they did.
And did you have many close contacts?
I had a couple at home and that. Yeah, I had a couple that I had to give.
Right. Okay.
So
you haven't managed to get to Angelo's Chipper then?
Oh, I did. No, Angelo's Chippers were very good. They heard I was, you know what I mean?
They heard you were sick and they did deliveries to your house, did they?
Oh, they delivered to the house there, so they did. They were very good in Angelo's and they looked after me very well. They looked after me very well and they didn't charge me there for the week or two.
Did they? Very, very good. Oh,
no, Jesus. They were very good now.
It must be all the free advertising you're giving them on radio.
And I'd like to thank them all in Angelo's and they were very good and they come up to the house and all. So I'm only up the street and they delivered the food and all.
Oh, well, thanks all everybody in Angelo's Chipper in Kells.
And Angelo's Chipper. And it's the best chipper in Kells in Newmarket, so Angelo's Chipper.
Right.
Everyone should go. See, now that the restrictions are lifted now, people should come down now. It's a great chipper.
Yeah, as long as you're living within 20 kilometres of it, because that's the restriction, isn't it?
Whatever. 20 kilometres.
So how are you getting on? Are you bored out of your head now, Deirdre?
Actually, I'm fed up. We're all fed up of it. Like, there doesn't seem to be an end with Niall. Do you know what I mean?
No, there doesn't, does there?
They're after putting up pop-up centres and all that, but there's just no, it's just, I don't know, like, I don't even know how I got it, you know?
And how do you think you got it?
I don't know. I even said that to my bub. I had to be tested above in Ashbourne. I said, I don't know how, you know,
in the shops or something like that, was it?
I don't know. They said it's so contagious.
I hope he didn't get it in Angelo's Chipper.
No, I didn't. No, it's just so highly contagious. And we all got it here in the house.
Right,
my mother got her, she was in hospital and
And how old is your mother? How old is your mother?
She's 89.
And how, and how is she now?
She's home now. And
oh, she's grand,
still a bit,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a bit tired.
A bit tired. Like, she'd have to go into the hospital.
Of course.
But the whole family got here. I don't know how we got it.
Right.
I don't know how we picked it up.
Well, like any other virus, it just takes one of you and then you bring it home and give it to everybody. That's just the way it works, isn't it, with a virus?
Viruses just
love people.
Whatever sort of a strain it is, you know, and it's so high that when they rang me from the COVID, I said, how in the name of God? They said it's so contagious. You could be going round Nile with it and wouldn't even know you had it until you get tested. I mean, everyone should get tested. They should have, you know, and you
even
know.
Even if you're not sick, just get tested anyway. Like.
Well, they really should have pop-up centres in places. And you'd know then if people
I understand what you're saying. But before COVID came along, if you weren't feeling well and you were feeling, no, sorry, should I say, if you were feeling perfectly fine and there was nothing wrong with you, would you go to a hospital and get tested for nothing? Why would you want to do it now?
I know you wouldn't, but I mean, you'd either know whether you had it or not.
All right. Well, negative or positive.
You know what I mean?
It would be nice if we could get an antibody test, because if you got an antibody test, you could find out whether you, like, I might have had it in the last year. I don't know. you know, yeah. I might have had just mild, say, once or twice I kind of felt a bit run down, or I might have had a headache or whatever, so I might have had it, but I don't know. Like, it'd be nice to get an antibody test, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be, but it's I suppose it's just probably like an ordinary sort of a flu thing, but they're making an awful mess now with these vaccines now.
It's just a mess. Well, so, Deirdre, stay there for a second, because Dave wants to talk about something different. I know you'll be interested in this, Deirdre. Dave, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Dave?
Niall, how are you? How are you keeping?
Good. You were watching England in the Years, were you? Or the RTE archives? Sorry.
Yeah, you know, I was watching about what happened during the war. But on the, I got so fed up, I put on the movement statue, 1982.
Oh, in Ballinspittle?
Yes. So I put on RTE1.
Yeah.
It was absolutely brilliant. The whole country came together.
Yeah.
To put in about 8 chip vans.
Yeah.
To build toilets.
Yeah.
To put up 2 telephone boxes.
Just so we could watch the moving statues.
The cost of the road, 650,000.
Yeah.
The German coaches. We went against the religious race. They were telling us no moving statue. We see the moving. We were having the pipes. We were having the cracks.
Did you see it moving?
We were getting the leg over. So don't play us that time.
You're getting the leg over. Dave, did you see the statue moving?
My mother and father did, of course, but in a few...
I'd say after a few pints, you might have seen it moving, all right.
A few pints, and they're in the pub watching it. Yeah, everybody's seen it moving over a pint.
In the pub watching it.
Like, give me a fight there. Yeah, I've seen that moving. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was the summer of 1985... And the moving statues, that phenomenon kind of started, and all of a sudden there was Asher people.
It moved around Ireland then.
Yeah,
it moved all around Ireland.
Yeah, it started off in Ballinspittle.
The coaches kept following. And remember the 3 guys came in and took the head of the statue?
Yeah.
They brought the cord.
And then there was another fella said he seen Jesus' face in the... It was a tree that had been cut down. And in the bark of the tree... He's seen the face of Jesus. And sure, all of a sudden, the town was full of tourists, all wanting to see the face of Jesus on the bark of the tree. I mean, it was just, anybody who had a small village or town that needed a bit of tourism, you could just say, we have a moving statue. And sure, they'd all flock to it. Deirdre, did you ever see a moving statue?
No, I didn't, Niall, but I'll tell you something. If you were looking at a statue long enough, you would have. But years ago, Niall, here in Kells, I meant to say to you, years ago, we have a church up here. It's a Protestant church, right?
Right, yeah.
And there was this noise, and they all thought it was ghosts and the whole lot. It was investigated. RTE and all the papers and all came down.
Nice.
Can I say something before I go there?
Don't go yet, Dave. You're great crack.
Do you know what it was, Niall?
Hang on, Dave. What was it, Deirdre?
It was an owl that was in. It was an owl that was doing the whole.
Oh, it was a hoo-hoo. An owl in the loft of the church. Yeah. Sorry, Dave. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I put on RT1 the court case that day.
Right.
Down where the 3 guys were accused of smashing up the.
The head.
Our lady,
yeah,
right
the head. Yeah.
Showed them outside court talking and they said, if a lady moves, we'll be back. And I guarantee you, she won't move again.
Yeah, well, she didn't move. I mean, I don't think she ever moved. I think it was the light. There was a funny part of that video. I don't remember. Did you see it, Dave? Where there's a fella standing at a wall. And he's at the pillar of a wall. And you can see the statue in the background of her lady in the grotto, right? And he's saying to RTE, now, if I stay here... You'll see it's not moving, but if I move my head forward, it moves. Look, see? And he's like this, and the camera's looking at him going, there's nothing happening. And he says, if I move this way, and I close this eye, it moves. And I'm going, are these people all, have they all got simultaneous madness?
But Dave, or Niall, I've seen Our Lady moving in Medjugorje, but I had a bottle of whiskey. Then I've seen it moving.
You would? I'd say you'd see the mountains moving, a bottle of whiskey in your hand. Thank you, David, for cheering me up there. All right, the moving statues, Deirdre. How? What do you make of that, Dave, and his moving statues?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the time at the movement. I remember the time at the movement statue down in Ballinspittle.
Yeah,
I remember that. I remember that.
But
as you said, you kept looking at something for. It's your eyes that moves. You won't think the what. You won't think the statues.
Here's the thing. In that year alone, 100,000 people were said to have visited the statue. Look at the tourism that it brought in. But actually, stay there for a second, because John, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, John? Oh, where's John? Oh, there he is. John, how are you?
How are you doing, man?
Oh, don't tell me you saw a moving statue.
Well, I tell you what, no, the lady there said that if you were staring at something long enough, you would see something move, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, we were there. There was a group of us, about three or four of us from down from where I was walking at the time. Now, every night there was massive crowds there. You'd have to park miles away nearly and walk, leave the car down. There was about 3,000 people there the night we got there, right?
Yeah.
And across the road, there was a kind of a hill in the field, and the farmer left the people in there, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you can imagine the amount of people walking every night, it was all churned up with mud. Now, I just happened to be looking around there, and the minute I looked back at one stage, I saw the head move forward. I definitely, as soon as my mother's belly doesn't sit in bed.
Ah, you did. Now, you thought you saw it moving. No, it's concrete. No, it didn't move.
It did move, because I got a strange sensation, like, I mean, I actually got a kind of a fright when I saw this. I said, Jesus. You know what I mean?
No, but it must have been some sort of optical illusion.
No, well,
it does. I mean, statue. John, you're a logical bloke. Statues don't move.
Well, you see, look, I mean, there's stuff out there, like, I mean, look, that even scientists can disprove or whatever, right? But there was something else happening.
Why did it never move when there was an RTE camera on it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't just want to talk to you. Maybe they didn't hear their license. <you know.
laughs> Because not only that, there was Ballinsmiddle in County Cork, and of course, and then there was another one in Mount Mellory in County Waterford. Yeah. That was supposed to be moving as well. Then there was another one crying somewhere else, blood.
The thing is, on the night, I tell you, if it started moving again, I would go down there again, and I tell you why. For all the crowd over there now, and the roads are narrow now, there now, right? There was no one kind of tut-tutting or pushing or shoving or cribbing or get out of my way or my car's boxed and I'll be here all night. There was the most peaceful feeling that you could ever get down there.
There wasn't much else happening in 1985, with the greatest respect.
Maybe we could do something now.
There was another one in Italy. I remember there was a statue. I remember I had a fellow on the air talking about this going back a while ago. There was a statue in Italy and it started crying tears of blood. Hundreds of thousands of people came to see it. It was a major phenomenon. They were even asking the Vatican, you know, to class it as a class one miracle and all this. It turned out a local plumber figured out what the problem was. There was a rusted pipe at the top of the church, and the water was dripping from the rusted pipe onto the head of the statue and rolling down across its eyes.
But I'll tell you something that happened that night, which was bizarre, really. My father died in the same year. And he used to wear, I actually bought it from him, it was a brass signet ring with a black stone inside in it, right? Now, when he died, I wore the ring just for sentimental reasons for quite a while, after 2 or 3 years. And I had the ring on me that night, and the stone was a bit loose, and I said, I must put some kind of glue in that and bring it into the jewellers. And get back to the car anyway, long story short, Jesus, I looked, the black stone was gone over the ring. Now, picture this, while we were standing, there was at least 3,500 people, right?
Yeah.
The whole place churned up, like, now, going back, trying to find the exact spot that you were standing, like, I mean, you know, what are the chances? I said, Jesus Christ, my father's ring, you know, the stone is gone, for sentimental reasons. I was really pissed off, you know, right? Went back, looked around, and the first place when I looked on the ground, but all the churning around, all the walking, the trampling around, everything, there was a black stone. I said, Jesus, please let me find the ring, the stone or the ring. And there it was on the ground.
Yeah, I know some things like that can be quite unexplainable. Yeah. And you know, there is this kind of theory out there that sometimes, you know, your mind or your brain sends out some sort of signals that draws you to the right place to meet people or to find something or whatever it happens to be. Or sometimes you just unconsciously remember where you might have lost it.
Maybe there's something looking at something higher. You see, well, obviously, yeah. you're not
but I still don't believe in moving statues.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, if it starts moving again, I'll bring you down.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, everybody in Cork saw the, up to 100,000 people in 1 year went to see the moving statue.
Yeah, and I tell you something, as I said again, the feeling down there, it was so peaceful and tranquil.
I wouldn't say there was a row or anything like that. Actually, stay there for a second because, John, thank you very much, Deirdre, and enjoy your evening. Noel, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. Noel, you want to talk about music?
Yeah.
No better place to talk about it than a radio station.
Yeah, I was talking to you there, I'd done the hit bit there, a while ago.
Yeah.
And I remember I asked you, you know, what rocks Niall's boat, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, I was telling you about Pink Floyd and Queen and all sorts. I do remember you now,
And you said you wouldn't get there, you might get an hour on the station to...
Yeah, I think my music would probably turn a lot of the listeners off.
Yeah, but you could do a podcast.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose I could. You'd have to pay royalties on that or something like that.
Would you?
Yeah, you probably would, yeah.
Ah, bummer.
Yeah, you can't... See, like, even this show goes out live on Facebook, right? And you know,
you have to pay royalties.
Yeah, well, no, we don't. As long as we don't play any music. Now, if I play a song, what'll happen is Facebook will cut it off.
Yeah. And all that shit.
Because of copyright.
I've often them.
Even though as a radio station, we pay massive amounts of royalties every year, we would still, because Facebook is international, we don't pay royalties for outside of Ireland. So, unfortunately, you know, that happens. And that's why sometimes people can't pick us up on the internet outside of Ireland as well.
So you couldn't even put it on the podcast on the own station, no?
No, when not music. No, if you listen to the podcasts of the shows that are on our website, it's just talking. There's no music.
Crap.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, because it's all to do with license. No, I understand it. I mean, the artists have to get paid somehow, don't they?
Oh, of course. I totally respect that.
Yeah, see, we have to pay for every song we play.
Yeah, yeah. So, you obviously... Spotify,
what's your favourite music, Noel?
What? Everything.
What? Like, if I said to you, you're going to a desert island, you can bring one album with you. One album. Tough one, isn't it?
I like everything.
John, you can bring one album. Hang on, let me ask John here.
I'm 50 years of age, Niall, right?
Yeah, you're a bit younger than me.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have loads of music, but I'm very versatile, from classical to rock to pop.
Okay, you can bring three with you. You can bring three albums with you.
Three albums.
Three albums.
Well, it would have to be a Dire Straits album anyway.
Okay, all right.
Dire Straits album.
Yeah.
And then it had to be Fleetwood Mac as well. Probably Rumours.
Rumours, yeah, okay.
Bring Rumours. Jeez. Then it has to be an Irish album, of course.
What, like Thin Lizzy?
I like him, but I wouldn't bring a Thin Lizzy album now.
I've been listening to Live and Dangerous in the car a lot lately.
Yeah, we were talking about Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. I think I'd bring Pulse by Pink Floyd, Queen's Greatest Hits. No, actually, don't tell a lie. Queen 2. Forget about the greatest.
Yeah,
sense.
I have Queen 2. Good album.
Queen 2. And as a third, what would be my third? I don't know. John, what would you bring?
Number one would be Meatloaf and Your Bat Outta Hell.
Great. Oh, yeah, great album. Yeah, good album.
Actually, good cracker, yeah.
Secondly would be the best of Bruce Springsteen, The Boss.
I was never a fan of The Boss, but go on, yeah.
Really? No, and the third one would be The Beatles' Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually...
Which were the number ones, the Beatles' number ones album.
Tunnel of Love.
Yep, that's the one, yeah.
Bruce Springsteen's Tunnel of Love is a brilliant album.
Yeah, well, John's just given me my last album there, the Beatles' number ones album. That's a good album.
Another class. The Beatles are class.
Yeah.
I've listened to an awful lot of them there recently.
If you ever get a chance, I remember many years ago, myself and a friend of mine, Chalky was his name, and he got the Beatles anthology on video. It was 8 videos. They were like an hour and a half long each. And we sat for the whole day and watched the whole anthology. I'm sure it's still available, or it's probably available on download
somewhere. It is.
Yeah, and it's quite long. It's about 8 or 9 hours long, but it is amazing. And if you want to know the story of the Beatles and all the music, watch the whole anthology from start to finish.
You know, no, that's what sadly lacking, no, because the attention span of a lot of people, no, would they actually do that, you know?
Well, yeah, they'd rather watch, you know, an era of Netflix, Game of Thrones. Hang on a second, because Kevin, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kevin?
All right, Niall.
How are you, Kevin?
I'm fine. I was telling Ashley in a story there.
Right, tell us the story.
There's an old graveyard here in the village in Kilcoole in Wicklow.
Okay.
And the man that's buried in it, the grass doesn't grow, about the size of your fist, doesn't grow over his grave, the man that's buried in the grave.
Right, okay.
Now, RT, I believe, was out, I don't know, many years ago and took photographs of him, the whole lot of it.
So the grass doesn't grow in just a section over his grave?
Just where his heart would be. You imagine the coffin being down on the ground and where his heart is.
Right.
And the grass doesn't grow on that.
And have they tried to plant grass seeds in it?
I'm going to get to that for you.
Right, okay.
So... RT was out years ago, I believe, and they took photographs of him, the whole lot. And a man in the village here, I believe, by the name of Billy Lawless, a couple of times, I believe, he sowed grass on it and it still didn't grow.
Right.
And the story I heard, I don't know, I'm not originally from this village, but anyway, the story is that going back about 200 or 300 years ago, or so maybe it's 200 or 300 years ago, that the lad that's in the grave he'd murdered some woman's son.
Right.
And she put a curse on him.
So she cursed him?
She put a curse on him, and that's why I believe the grass doesn't grow on...
Over his heart?
Over his heart, yeah.
Oh. Jeez, that's an interesting story, isn't it?
The grass not grow over
the grass doesn't grow green around the other side. So, I mean, so everybody, people have tried, you know, putting seeds down. Billy Lawless, as you mentioned, put some seeds down and watered it, and it still wouldn't grow.
Yeah, and it doesn't grow. Yeah, I know the graveyard. It's only just over the road from me here.
In Kilcool?
Yeah, and I went...
Did you go and have a look at it yourself?
I went and had a look at it years ago, and I wasn't sure whether, because the grass was very long, but you have to push, you have to believe, you have to push the grass back
a bit and have a look. Yeah, of course, if the grass is long.
Yeah,
do you normally believe in curses, Kevin? You know, people can put curses on each other. Do you believe that people can do that?
I know a traveling woman that put a curse on a person that owned at a pub.
Right.
And she had lost her son, but the son broke all the windows in the pub.
Right.
And when the traveling woman come up to pay the owner of the pub for the damage, she put her hand down. You know the way the travelers keep their money down the bra.
Do they? Well, I don't know if travelers specifically do that. A lot of women, older women, do that. But go on, yeah.
So she put her hand down. So the money says, "Much do I owe you." And she handed her the money.
Out of her bra.
Out of her bra, whatever it was. And she said, "I hope it buys flowers for your grave."
Oh.
And she lost her husband after that.
Mm.
I'd love to have that porn out.
Yeah, I'd love to put a few curses, a few people I can take one curses on.
To work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say, Kevin, you'd like to put a few curses on people yourself, would you?
Wouldn't we all?
If it's the work, you wouldn't get caught for it either.
Yeah, this is true. Hey, Kevin, which albums would you bring to a desert island? You can bring three with you. Which would you bring?
Have I put you on the spot? What?
Have I put you on the spot now?
Yeah, put me on the spot.
Okay, what's your favourite artist?
My favourite what? I heard you talking about this other night.
Yeah, music. I'm talking about music.
Oh, music. Well, I'm not really music.
Do you not like music at all?
I do, yeah, but I like country and western and things like that.
Oh, I'd say you enjoyed the Late Late Show the other night, yeah. Okay, so what? Who's your favourite country and western artist?
There's a good few of them now. There's a man that died there not long ago. What's he called?
John Prine.
Who?
The black chap that died there not long ago.
Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride. Yeah.
Charlie Pride. Yeah.
It's great.
I like Wee Daniel.
Right.
Well, God forgive you.
Right, yeah. Are you a fan of Wee Daniel?
Well, I go down to Kerry. I've been down to Kerry to see him in the...
Ah, you don't, do you?
A couple of times.
So, like a wee cup of tea there, Kevin.
I've been down to see him a couple of times down there.
Right, okay, wee Daniel,
your gas
boiler. You'd need to pay me to go and see him, Kevin.
You know, I rang up your show about a half a dozen times and I was asked to go on the show and I didn't... This is my first time ever talking to you.
Ah, well, I'm delighted, Kevin, you're on.
Yeah.
I'm delighted to talk to you.
Niall.
Yeah, sorry, Noel.
Sorry for disturbing. What band do you despise that were big?
Do I despise? You too.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah, it's not just a begrudgery. No, I went to see U2 before there were U2. They played in the Dandelion Market. You remember the Dandelion Market?
No, I grew up in Leitrim. I would know.
The Dandelion Market was in the top of Grafton Street where the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre is now.
Yeah.
That used to be a big open air market called the Dandelion Market when I was a kid.
Right.
And there was a section there where young bands used to play and you pay 40 pence in to see them. And right. I went going to see U2 before they were called U2. I went to see them there. And a mate of mine knew them all, actually, because they were from where he lived. And we went in to see them. And if Bono was listening, I want me 40 pence back. They were shite then. And as far as I'm concerned, they're still shite now.
Is it just Bono or just because of
the... No, just U2. It's wrong of me to say they're shite now because they're not. A lot of people like them, I'm assuming. They're just not my cup of tea.
And some of their stuff was good. Their older albums were better than...
The only song I ever liked was A Day Without Me. which was one of the first singles they brought out. And that's the only song I ever really kind of liked. But apart from that, I wouldn't cross the road to see them.
Yeah. Would you agree with me on this? I think, personally, me, if it's played in any, if there's a wedding or Sagan Hall or anything, whatever, the score, I think it still stands up today is the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, great song, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I just think, by the way, I'm sure you two are not the worst band in the world. But I just think they're the most overrated band in the world.
Yeah, well, I know musicians, like...
My family have a big tradition of music,
tradition and stuff. But there's a couple of guys I know where I live, and they're good musicians themselves, not traditionally, and folk and all sorts. And they hate you two.
I think it's just for a lot of people, I believe, there are some, like Ed Sheeran, I believe, is overrated.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Completely overrated. I mean, don't get me wrong, nice lad, nice songs, nice bit of a singer, but not worldwide fame. You know what I mean?
Rubbish. The first few songs were nice.
Yeah, they're nice songs.
Yeah, but
he's not worldwide fame.
No.
Adele is another one.
I would hang him. And that thing with Croke Park. Oh, no.
Ah, that was a bit of a fiasco. Yeah, sorry, John, what are you trying to say there?
I just said, if you had to choose now on a desert island, to share a desert island, you just had to choose one of the two of these now. Who would you share the island with? Daniel O'Donnell.
Who, Bono or Daniel O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, give me a real Hobson's choice and go Bono or Ronan Keaton. Yeah. I mean... Listen, lads, I have to wrap it up. Thank you very much indeed. Noel, Kevin and John, I appreciate you coming on the air. Moving statues to songs. There you go. And even a man who's lying in a grave for 300 years and the grass won't go over his heart.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.